Police: Woman stabbed with possible semen-filled syringe. By Amy Furr on February 29, 2020. A man was arrested Tuesday after he allegedly stabbed a woman with a syringe at a grocery store in Churchton, Maryland. Investigators found a syringe filled with liquid inside 51-year-old Thomas Brian Stemmons' car and several more inside his home following his initial arrest, according to VUSA. Friday, authorities confirmed that all of the located syringes collected have contained semen, after they received the test results. However, police are reportedly still working to determine whether or not one of those syringes was the one used during the alleged assault. Monday, reporter Ray Strickland tweeted the disturbing surveillance footage of the incident that occurred at Christopher's Fine Foods on February 18. As the victim, Katie Peters, pushed her cart in the door, Stemmons walked closely behind her and pulled what is believed to be a syringe from his pocket. Moments later, the suspect appeared to stab Peters in the buttocks. She then bent over and walked backward out the door as he followed. She told police she felt something near the puncture site and asked the suspect if he had burned her. "Yeah, it felt like a bee sting, didn't it?" Stemmons reportedly told Peters. The victim said she began to feel pain as she drove home. "I called my son and said, 'Something's not right, I hope nothing happens. I hope I make it home, I love you,'" Peters stated. Anne Arundel County Police Sergeant Jacqueline Davis said the department plans to do additional testing to find out what this victim is up against if she was stabbed with one of those semen-filled syringes. The suspect reportedly tried to stab two other women at the grocery store, and police believe there may have been other victims who have not yet come forward. "If you've seen this video, it's very aggressive. It's very deliberate, and that makes us think it's not his first time doing this," Davis noted. Tuesday, Stemmons was charged with first and second degree assault and reckless endangerment. He is currently being held without bond.